I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Right, let's get to it.
Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
It's your boy Q.
And we are here on a motherfucking Wednesday.
Yes, yes, it's lit too.
Yeah,
lit Wednesday, guys. Bro.
That's a lot of weed.
It's a pain going on right now, people. Ooh, you're going to hear me choking a lot. Oh, yeah, y'all definitely going to hear me choking.
So, what's the weed of the podcast?
We gonna call it that bubblegum yum yum today, bro.
You got the bubblegum.
Bubblegum yum yum pin, bro.
We
got it. Woo! I'm on this. Nigga, I got a little. Don't judge me, so I ain't gonna tell you I'm out with. But we got some OG over here, whatever this is. I think it's some OG. It's outdoor though.
What's your rubber? Yeah,
bro. The high hand papers.
Okay.
With the regular paper, I do a little. I finesse my joints, bro, because they burn slow. It's pure. I mean, the papers that I got, they organic hemp, and then the wrap is organic. It's an organic wrap.
And it's CBD. Smoking healthy.
Smoking it healthy. I mean, everybody want to keep the whole smoking thing. Like anytime you ask a person, how would you rather take your weed? Everybody always say blunts.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could smoke it like this, a safe way, more healthier. You ain't got to get that
harshness. Because I guarantee you,
The last podcast, bro, we had this bitch rolling, bro. That shit, the whole podcast, we were smoking that same blunt, son. The whole podcast.
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah.
And it's a punch in your chest. Every single hit, I'll bro. Get your filter game.
The only thing is my rolling skills is that.
Now, with those, it's simple because you got a filter. So, with the filter, it automatically gives you a starting point. So, now all you do is step to the filter head and just roll it from there, and then it'll even out. Everything will even out. I don't care how that shit rolls. It'll punch, bro.
I'll fuck with it.
It'll punch. Or even if you don't, fuck with the filters because.
I like the filters. I put them in a blunt if I
have. Yo, bro, that's all I'm about to say. Even if you put them in a blunt, whatever you put them in, start fucking with the filters, people, because it smokes so much better when you hit the filter game, bro. I'm telling you.
Kind of wrong,
whew, the burn is going to burn slower. Everything is going to just.
Where do you get the filters from?
The filters actually come with the high hemp packs.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-pack. Yeah, it comes two filters. Bro, I got about like 40 filters at the crib, bro. Like. I just recycle my filters all the time. Like, you could buy a box of the raw filters.
Right.
It's all type of ways. I mean, you can make your own filters. I mean, but if you really want to just get one, go get a high hemp wrap and just reuse the filters until they body down. Or just, you can create them. I mean, it is what it is. But they man, I fuck with these shits.
Yeah,
straight
up. Shout out to hemp, high hemp. Shout out to the weed, man.
Shout out to the weed.
Shout out to both of them. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Fuck the second one, because they had a more rock. They was trying to hit
man. The But they had the bubblegum yum-yum. Shout out to everybody, man. First of all, yeah, we want to give a shout out to all the new listeners, anybody that's just tuning in, anybody that stayed tuning in, and anybody that's going to keep tuning in. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all the listeners overseas. Shout out to all the listeners in the Rock. Shout out to all the listeners in Cali. Shout out to all the listeners in everywhere, wherever you listen. Shout out to all y'all, man.
Yes, sir. So what you want to get into first?
Let's get into something real light. Let's get into some health shit. Because we normally don't start there. We normally don't get too much deep into that. Let's roll into that because I've been really trying to figure out how to
get right.
Get right, like for real. And my wife put me on to a there it go. My wife put me on to a plant-based diet. And a lot of athletes, a lot of Olympians, a lot of people that just live long lives, they tend to go plant-based. And it was just one question that really like came to mind when I thought about it. Like, they asked the question, like, when all of these meats are in their natural habitat, right? What do they eat?
The meats that we eat?
Yeah.
Probably like grass.
Grass, berries, yeah. Nuts, fucking leaves, shit like that. Plant-based diet. They don't eat meat, bro. Like, they get healthy, stronger than a bitch, do all of this shit off a plant-based diet, bro. Like, so why the fuck are we eating meat for us to have protein or their protein of another animal? We don't need the protein of another animal, bro. We got all the protein and shit we need through the things that we eat if we're eating right. They said you can have 5% protein and have just as much whatever is necessary in your body, because they say when a person is attacking meat like that, like really eating meat, they get like 20, maybe 12 or better percent of protein in their diet.
Which so they how don't much need. Are you supposed to take a day? Your body
they,
weight?
They say, nah, they say 5% protein, bro. 5%
of
like,
your body weight?
Yeah, just... Not 5%, period. Like, period. Don't even, matter of fact, bro, you can go.
I need to figure out how much protein a day I need.
You can go without that shit, bro. You can drink or you can eat like plants and fruits and stuff that have a lot more protein than meat does, bro.
So how much protein a day do I need?
That right there, you only need 5%. So 5% of your body weight might be maybe, I don't even know, bro, but I don't know, but I'm telling you, I'm not fucking with this meat shit no more, but I'm about to cut all that. I'm a slowly transition. I've been doing a lot of chicken, a lot of seafood, and from there I'm gonna try to get up off of those too and start just doing straight plant based meals. Like, I tend to eat salads a lot, and every time I eat a salad, I feel so much more fuller, so much more like straight off a meal versus a fucking cheeseburger meal or some shit like. Nah, man, I'm rolling with that shit. It really is. It's a good look, people. It's called knives over forks. Or fork over knives. I'm sorry. Go look at the. Go check the. It's on Netflix. Go check it out. It's a good documentary. It's about an hour. It's a good documentary, and it gives you a real understanding of what a plant based diet will do for your body. It'll take away a lot of ailments. A lot of things, bro. I'm telling you, yo, this shit is real, bro. It's real. My wife actually worked for the company. Okay. So she's actually seeing this shit fucking, like, with her own eyes. She's watching people go through these processes and all of this stuff. They're losing weight. They're changing their blood pressures. All of this, all that, man, they changing all of that shit up, bro. Just plant-based diet, bro. Straight up, plant-based diet. So I'm going to go ahead. It's not like I got, like, all the shit in the world wrong with me, nah. But I do got a couple of things that I'm trying to work out. I want to kind of gain some more weight. I want to kind of keep the weight on me, do all this other shit. The things that I eat ain't really working with the body. So I got to really kind of change that shit.
All right, so let me tell you where I'm at. Oh, shit. All right, so I just turned 31, right?
Shout out to the niggas. I turned 31 this year. Yeah.
So... my whole thing when I was in my 20s, I was like, yeah, I'm a drink, I'm a smoke, do whatever I gotta do now. When I get in my 30s, I'm gonna get right, clean all that shit out. So when I'm in my 40s, still active, feeling good, eating good, still nice. Moving and grooving. So now you have to look at what are the steps that you need to take. Because, okay, this is gonna be a 10-year process for me.
Right.
To get right again. So immediately the first thing that I did to change my habits that I have personally, I cut down drinking maybe 80%.
Facts, bro. That's 80%. A whole fact, bro. That is a whole fact. That's that shit ain't good for you, bro.
I don't drink.
Only on a real special occasion you'll catch me with a drink in my hand. Me neither, bro.
Don't get drunk.
No. You don't get one drink out of me, bitch.
Even if I go out, I'm not about to be out here drunk.
spending $50 at the bar, bitch. I'm about to spend $10 and get this one drink and sit on that bitch.
So, only time I drank last year was when I got bottles of champagne for the Patriots game. With the bitches at the hotel. Other than that, I'm not drinking. I had a bottle of Hennessy in the freezer for like 3 months.
That's a fact, man. Every time I came through, same bottle at the same level. Ain't be in touch. That shit right there. Facts.
I drive too much. I got too much shit to go in to be fucking...
Fucking drunk, like out of your mind.
I can't
just
be drunk all fucking day. Like, what the fuck?
That shit feel nasty. I mean, we ain't shitting on nobody that want to do that. That's your choice. That's your vice. That's what you do. That's on you.
We all got our own shit, but I mean, that shit's down.
I'm not subscribing to that.
That's one of the first things, because when I was in the military, I drank like a fish. Fucking night.
I'm glad you said that. I want to kind of talk about that, but I'm going to let you finish.
So, cut down on drinking. One thing I've been doing recently was 30 push-ups a day. 30 push-ups a day, so I get home, boom. 30 push-ups, and if I'm feeling Gucci, hit them with the 60 sit-ups and do a minute of planks, and that's it. Then I take a little protein journey, and then I got some men's one a day, multivitamins. You need to start taking these multivitamins.
Bro, I've been trying, I want to. I'm gonna have to go get the gummies,
bro.
Okay, bet.
Just take two of them bitches a day.
I can't do no pills, bro. I should.
Take two of them bitches and just bust out my push-ups, 30 push-ups a day.
What does it do for you? Like, how does it, like, it just, like, it give you all your nutrients and shit like you need?
Like the multivitamins?
Yeah,
it gives you just everything that you need all in one. Just got a lot. It just gives you all your little vitamins. Then I got some, apple cider vinegar pills. I got some olive oil pills. I got some motherfucking vitamin C packets.
Okay.
So it's like a little, you just dump it in your drink and you have your water. So when I go to work at night, that's what I take with me. Nobody will see. Like, dump it in my water, you know what I mean? It just tastes like a little orange.
Right. Like the Vita joints?
Yeah, I got a little box on the table. It only costs like $2.
Facts.
But I mean, give you like straight vitamin C, all that good stuff. My liquor cabinet got cleaned out. Now I got tea. I'm gonna show you. I got all kind of tea in that bitch, like the hot tea.
I can't do hot tea, bro. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Good.
I cannot drink hot tea.
You just gotta just chuck it down and let it get like it's warm or it's still hot, but it's still like I got the green tea. I got this one tea that help you go to sleep. They got this my sofa. They got the lavender.
If it's cold, I can get with it.
You might have drink something cold, but then I got the detox, because some of them are some detox teas.
Okay.
Just check it out. It's good for you. You know what I mean?
I got to start thinking that way.
Because
like,
then you look. You're going to have to start drinking these plant-based like shakes.
Yeah, because
you know, different things and shit stuff.
My wife heavy on the ginger shit, like ginger root. That's and I gotta start getting on that shit.
That's the one tea I got. God. I got the ginger tea. I got the vanilla, cinnamon vanilla tea. The ginger tea is smack though, but
I gotta start getting on the ginger. That shit, yo, it's good for you. Clean out your system and all that shit.
That's something some niggas really, only niggas really fuck with the ginger.
We gotta, as a culture, start like figuring out longevity when it comes to the our people. We can't keep eating like this, man.
But that's
the
one thing.
We can't keep doing that shit.
I'm glad you brought this topic up because we need to be informing niggas at our age.
Facts.
You niggas need to be going to the doctors to get physicals. You niggas need to be getting motherfucking... once you get to 40,
we're going to be able to get that ass check, bro.
Once you get like 40 something, like, Then you gotta go to the doctors. At least try to go once a year.
Yeah, man.
I know it's just something that's not in our culture. I'm not going to the
We doctor. Scared of doctors, man. We scared of that shit because we don't like hearing them fucking results. But at the end of the day, we gotta kind of.
I'm gonna take us to the doctors every trip. But my dad, that nigga could be on the motherfucking shit dying. Like,
I'm not going to the goddamn hospital, goddamn it. We gotta go. We gotta start eating right. We gotta start incorporating a lot of vegetables. A lot of raw vegetables, real shit. Start
drinking water.
There's no excuse for you to be Stop a all that liquor, man.
There's no excuse for you to be a grown man and not drinking water every day.
That's a fact. At least an 8 ounce glass.
You need to drink at least 4 bottles of water a day. At least 4. At least 6 on a hot day. And if you're working,
son, at least 10. Because I do the construction outside shit, bro. You need to be drinking.
A gallon a day, you'll be all right.
Swear to God, like, we got to start doing this shit,
man. You start just noticing the effects over time.
Yeah. Actually, you start noticing the effects immediately once you start eating, right?
And the thing about all that shit is really just take discipline.
That's exactly where we was going with this. This shit is going to be a journey. It's going to be a process, people. This shit is not going to be an overnight thing where you're just going to completely just cut out all the shit that you do. No, you got to gradually. You got to make steps. You got to put a goal in front of you.
I want to eat some fucking bacon. But, now it's over for bacon.
Bro, listen. I haven't had no bacon. It's so... Bro, listen. That is my shit. Bro, I fucking love bacon. I haven't had no bacon. And you know what's crazy? I don't even care no more, bro. Don't even care.
So now I want you to explain what your wife got going on. So they have a meme, they'll create a meme for you?
And so basically, if you watch it, it's basically they have you go through this class, and it's $120. And they want you, I think it's a one-time thing. They want you just to pay just so they know that you're going to come to this shit and actually do some shit. Because when niggas is paying for shit, niggas actually got to do this shit. Niggas ain't wasting no money. So you come and they give you all the tools, everything that you need to wing yourself into this plant-based diet, this plant-based lifestyle. Right. It's not a diet, people. It's a lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle. I have to be a choice. This is what I need to do to make myself healthier.
A diet is when you're doing something. In my ideas, a diet is something you're doing to lose weight.
That's what my wife said.
Niggas like us doing it to gain weight,
to trying to, healthy, to make this up, the immune system up, everything.
I can eat 4 cheeseburgers right now and lose 2 pounds.
Dumb shit. You want to know why? Because it's not sitting on you. And we active. So we're going to work that right the fuck off. Whereas if you start with a plant-based diet, everything is being used. Everything that you eat and you consume is being used through your body. You're going to have to kill dairy. A lot of people, that's a huge thing when it comes to this plant-based shit. You're going to have to kill dairy. Nope. That's a plant-based product. That's plant-based. So you good. So when it comes to dairy, they say eggs, all of that shit, ice cream, cheese, butter, anything, you can't eat none of that shit.
So now this is one thing.
No bread is grain. Grain is plant based. So
I want to make sure that this gets separated. There's a real serious difference between plant based and vegan.
Facts.
And to me, vegan is fake food. Shit that don't need to be in your body. Shit that's not meant to be in
like
your body.
Soy-based products and shit like that. Tofu and all that hot boy shit. I mean, that's good for you, cool. But that's not something that you should be consuming all the time, bro.
Like it's chemical food and it's not your body.
GMO shit.
Your body reacts better to plants.
I mean, what's the worst you can do? Give it a try and see what happens. I mean, if give it a week, give it 2 weeks. And see what happens.
This is what I mean. Because I've been looking into getting meal prep.
They give you a cookbook. They give you.
That's the thing. I'm not going to be cooking every day.
It's a good indication of knowing where your food is coming from.
It is, bro.
And it, knowing how it's being prepared.
That's the thing. I don't got the time.
That's true.
So this is why they got plant-based companies that do meal prep.
Right.
Where you can choose 18 meals a week. You get like breakfast, some dinners, some
snacks and shit.
And then you can go to the store and get some shakes and all that shit.
Facts.
It's like $130 a month. It's $130 a week. And they pretty much sit down with you and pick out a meal plan for you.
Right.
So I don't eat
something
seafood.
Specifically for you.
Right. I don't eat seafood. Seafood plan, babe? You gotta give up seafood.
You gotta give up seafood.
So
you get that up.
Out of it.
It'd be like no, like you only eat chicken. Like
yeah.
You would take a burger every once in a while,
I could live without it if I know. I mean,
it's not something that you consume every day, so it's not something that it'd be hard to give up.
So I could still eat cereal.
I'm pretty sure. They just have their type of cereals that you can eat.
It's places like vitamins and Trader
Joe's.
They got
good stuff.
The snacks. Or now, I was like, what do I do when I'm not eating a full meal?
When niggas want the snacks, you gotta get like nuts. They got certain candies that you can get that's okay. I don't know specifically. I couldn't give you a rundown of that, but I know they have like certain bars or certain like certain things. Like you know what I go for? I will go for a trail mix. If anybody is looking for a healthy snack and you're eating healthy, trail mix is actually the key. You can go to Walmart. Wegmans. You can get it at Walmart, but you can go to Wegmans and you can make your own. You can tailor it to what your liking is. Your sweets would be like the yogurt covered raisins.
So, but you can't have dairy though.
True. So you can't touch those. You can get just regular raisins. Shit. But you're not gonna completely wean yourself off tomorrow. So you can gradually work your way out of that.
Yo, did you hear that one shit where they're fasting?
Fasting is good for you. It is. It definitely is. I used to do that when I was coming up. It's a Christian thing. Most Black Christians, if you grow up in a church, there's a time of fasting. Most Muslims in their religion, there's a time of fasting. In a lot of religions, there's a time of fasting, and that's just what it is. I mean, you give up a certain amount of time for the enlightenment and the honing of oneself. It really is. I mean, it's just really you take this, you do this.
You don't drink water. What do you do?
12-hour. It's a 12-hour, maybe 15 somewhere hour difference. So you can eat from like say you do a 12 to 6 in the morning. Those are your times that you can have a consumed meal. You don't overeat. You just have a nice little breakfast or something like that. From 6 to about 9 or from 6 to that 12, you can't eat. You can consume liquid like you have water. You can have tea.
Well, I bring out the water and tea.
You can, and that's it. But when it's time for you to... That's just what it is. I mean, but yo, bro, the body rejuvenates itself, bro.
Yeah,
everything, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, you never know what it'll do for you until you try that shit. Like, and you don't got to do it. You can do like a 3-day fast. Like, start 3 days. Start a day, maybe. Take it a day at a time. Don't push yourself into a culture of fasting that you're not used to. This is a real lifestyle. Fasting in these cultures are a lifestyle.
Where are you
on
detoxing? Because some people say detoxes aren't good for you.
Too many detoxes aren't good.
Because you do take a lot of shit.
Too many detoxes aren't good for you. Because it kills the lining of your intestines and shit like that.
Right. Yeah, that's what they say. It's dangerous.
Yeah, you do too many times.
Because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, certain pills. And then you taking these different pills with these different drinks, and you doing that shit multiple times. It's like, it's not always good to do that. There's natural ways to detox, though.
Right.
There's so many natural ways to detox. And that's what a lot of people like. Ginger root is a big detoxer.
Now, what do you do? Like, you put it in
tea? You could do it in tea. Like, my wife, she does ginger teas. She puts ginger, any drink that's like, a smoothie or like a tea, something like that, she puts ginger in. She even puts ginger in some of her meals. Like, she likes ginger to the point where she eat it. So, like, she, it's a natural detoxer, though.
I need a fucking menu. Like,
But that cookbook could allow you to be able to see what's there. You okay, I can go get that type of stuff.
Now, the thing is, I could just Google.
That too.
But, like,
I need somebody to make fun. I just say somebody just give it a try. I've already jumped on it. I've been on it for the last 3 days. I've consumed a couple of snacks. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite, but it's not to the max of where I used to be. I used to eat chips every single day, 24 hours a day. I love chips. That's my favorite snack. I'm not really eating that much. So what
are you eating for, like?
I don't eat. If I'm not gonna eat a meal, I eat like salads. I have my breakfast cereal or whatever. But, like, I tend to eat a lot more salad throughout the day. I'm lactose intolerant. I use a lactose milk. I'm not really a... My wife keeps telling me it don't taste like it. But it's that's like, almond milk. I'm just like,
Once you drink it, you're going to be, oh, shit, what the fuck?
I'm just...
You ain't going
to
never
You know what? I might have to try it, seeing as though you tried the drink.
Yeah.
I might have to give it a try.
The thing is, different flavors. You could get the one with the
sweet. She used the vanilla one.
Yeah, I fuck with the vanilla. That's the one I got in the refrigerator. I got the vanilla.
I just hear almond milk, and it sits. I don't eat... Almonds, tastes like, I don't eat pecans.
You know what it tastes like?
Nuts, so it's like
it tastes like the cereal. The good milk you drink after cereal.
Yeah.
So it tastes like you drink a Cinnamon Toast Crunch milk or like flavored milk.
Okay.
It's bitter than this. Yeah. I got the honey vanilla one is fire. The chocolate one is fire. The vanilla fire, but they also got ice cream vanilla.
Yeah, they got all them shit. They got it's different types of. I'm gonna just have to figure out a milk for me outside of that shit. Is this the
motherfucking outdoor again?
Yes, bro.
That shit tastes like the fuck.
Going ham, but I mean, once you figure out your plan. Give it a week. Give it 2 weeks.
And this is one
give
thing
it a try, because it'll also make you feel better, man.
This is one thing I also did that one thing you gotta do. Y'all start smoking blocks.
I told myself within the next week or two, I'm gonna have to just start.
Because if you're trying to eat,
But
now I don't know. I guess the weed's still healthy. I don't know. It's a plant.
Yes, it's a plant. I'm gonna tell you like this here. Weed, it stays in your body just as long as anything that you eat because your body uses it. Now, tobacco, on the other hand, it doesn't. Like it kind of rejects it. So that's why people get liver cancers and all of these other things like that. Lung cancers, all this stuff, whatever. Lung cancers, I'm sorry. Shit like that. Like,
it's not good.
Whatever. It's just not good. I mean, so yeah, I'm going to have to, like, just knock them off, man. Because, I mean, I don't want to keep smoking these shits. I keep telling my wife that. I keep telling my kids. I don't want to keep smoking these shits. I don't want y'all to keep seeing me smoke these shits. It's not good for me. I don't want y'all to think it's good for y'all. I mean, me smoking weed, that's another story. But
I thought about quitting weed a few times. But it's like so much good weed coming out.
Bro, it's hard to quit weed. I'm sorry. I'm going to have me a vice. And if it's going to be one, it's going to be just weed, bro. I don't want nothing else. If I can consume nothing more and have everything I need and I can have one vice, whether it be fast cars, gambling, whatever, it's going to be weed. I want weed. Just give me that and leave me alone, bro. I'm good. It's so many flavors, so many, it's so many different ways I can consume it. I'm Gucci. I don't need nothing else.
Yeah. If I had to bring one thing with me, now this thing, I put in my top three, that'd be weed, music, video game. If I'm not excluding money and bitches, it'll be weed, video games, motherfucking music.
Mine's would be weed. Can we say family?
Yeah.
Traveling? Traveling's advice. Traveling would be another one. And, fuck. It would have to be music, I guess. Because, I mean,
if I had to bring out which one of the island,
facts. So there had to be some weed. Okay, if I had three things on an island and that was it, it got to be some weed and that shit got to grow. It got to be some pain and it got to grow. It got to just grow. It can't be like it got to just be some natural shit.
Where's that
just
happened.
But hey, bro, listen. I have to live with it.
Bro, shut up. I'm
going to have to live with it. Because at the end of the day, ain't nothing I can do about getting off of this bitch. Hey, as long as I got the bit, we can banana leaf that bitch up. Hey, you know my dumb ass, I'll find a way to smoke that weed, bro. That's just got to do it. We got to do it. I roll with that music. And really, that's all I need, bro. And my family. We can't count it as advice, but I mean, shit. That's it, bro.
Yeah, so getting tobacco out is like
that's
something
the thing.
Already
2002,
2020.
Nah, I got to say within the next at least 4 months, I'm gonna jump off of this one. By the end of the year, I should be done smoking tobacco.
Cause I used to smoke cigarettes when I was in the military.
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. One question. What is it that makes you guys want to, like, drink or, like, smoke?
Cigarettes
or shit like that.
When I joined the military, I didn't smoke cigarettes.
Right. We was in blacks. We was on blacks.
So when I got there, we had little small breaks or, like, we'd be outside in formation and we had, like, a couple minutes for that. So
he's busting bogeys.
Everybody
and shit.
Busting bogeys.
You busted the black.
Everybody black though.
That's just sleeping.
Y'all heard it, but like, then it stings. So I just like. So then I got groovy and got the little shirt.
I remember that. You put niggas on to that.
It's like, it's just not the same. So,
them shits burnt out fast.
Then Newport, $4 on the base. So, shit. When you go out drinking every day, it's a whole city of bars, just full of bars across the street, bars and bitches, just whatever you want, you just over there. And you gotta get chocolate stands and goddamn.
Was it because it was accessible that you guys drink like that? Like, or like,
they're drinking, yeah.
Because a lot of army people are heavy drinkers, bro. Like, they drink, they're drinking bitch under the table and get up and run 5 miles in the fucking morning.
That's the thing.
No,
bro. That's how it is. But that's the thing. You got to think about it. What do college people do all day when they go to college?
Fucking get fucked up.
If
you ain't getting fucked up in your college days,
you
ain't doing something right, motherfuckers.
So I fucking was 20 years old.
Right.
Everybody's in their 20s. And we got money and bitches and bars and time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But we stuck all together. We just there. So every day after work, we just go out there with our niggas and goddamn get changed.
So what was your favorite drink before you went to the Army? Or went to the Marines?
Wow,
what was you drinking now?
Henderson.
You drinking Henny before you went?
Yeah, Jay.
Okay, so when you got there, what did you start drinking?
Captain. Sparty.
After that shit, what was you drinking?
Henderson.
Do you see that there is a wild mix between
Captain is too crazy,
rum and fucking cognac, bro?
Captain is too wild, bro. Like, yo.
That's a wild jump, bro. That's a wild jump, son. Yo, I couldn't do it. See, that's the thing, bro. I couldn't do it, bro. I don't even like the taste of dark liquor too much. You drinking the most crazy Captain and Hennessy? No, bro. Getting super lit. And I please believe people. He ain't lying. I don't seen it. I like, nigga, with my old eyes. He ain't lying.
Like a fucking fish. But that's the thing, though. Now, I had two fucking sips and be slumped somewhere. Like, man, let me get a blunt.
Smoking.
When you smoke, I mean, when you drink, you just gotta fucking smoke tobacco. Like, I don't know what it is.
It feel good.
So once I don't drink no more, I don't need tobacco. Everything.
So if you think if you have a drink today, you will want something to smoke?
I would want, I'd be like, yeah, money.
I would black or something.
Cigarette. When I got home from the military, I was gonna smoke a cigarette. This was $10. So I gotta pay that stuff like that.
Yeah, that's like a switch back.
But then
that's a fact.
When I was 25, I went back to cigarettes for a minute. Cause I was 25 making goddamn $22 an hour, just
facts.
And when we was at work, same thing, niggas go to smoke with
black.
Put the black in the locker, that shit's thin.
Yo, that's funny.
So
yo, back in the day, though, you know how we used to master black smell? The White Owl Cabs.
Yeah, I remember.
The White Owl Cabs. Niggas was on the White Owls heavy.
Them shirts used to be little fucking shirts.
Oh, baby, bro. Niggas is stuffing mad. Like, at least three blunts in that bitch. Or we getting a blunt and a black in that bitch. Yeah, niggas got, yeah, man. Bro. Your little one travel kid, bro. Like, I'm good. Bruh, that shit used to be the craziest.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, bro, but this health shit, we going to start promoting it now. So, y'all stay tuned. And
yeah, but that's the thing you gotta do. You can't just be fucking eating, trying to eat right now, exercise.
That's a big thing.
You gotta do both. I be trying to run.
I don't care if you get on a walk.
Yeah, just because if you work for the job, you already, you know what I mean? So, but if you fucking just do your 30 push up a day, I watched a video where they did that for a month. And the nigga was just, you know, the nigga was right. He also was eating, trying to eat. He wasn't eating the whole meal. He was trying to, you know, drink the water every day, all that good stuff.
Right. So, we're going to take a break, people. And we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
All right, people. So, we back. And we want to get into some sports shit, right? So how we gonna give it to him? Do we all right? Nah, we can't IB his career.
So look,
this how do we do it?
I was at work. It was like Saturday, maybe.
Yeah, maybe what? I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday or Sunday?
And like, yo, this thing is Andrew Luck. The Colts is playing their preseason game. Let me put this shit in context for you. The Colts are playing their preseason game. It's like a fucking Saturday night. You're a fan. You're on the, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're a diehard Colts fan. It's the third preseason game. You know how goddamn diehard you got
to
be?
Facts. To be at a fucking preseason game.
To be there. Goddamn. So, all of a sudden, your phone go off. Right? You're a diehard Colts fan. Andrew Luck is your nigga.
Right.
That's your nigga. Right. All of a sudden, okay, so the Colts.
Coming off a good season, too.
That's the thing. He was the comeback player of the year. The Colts fucking got a good ass defense.
Yep.
They got a nice little running game.
Yep.
They got a whole line to protect this nigga now.
Yep. They would have had a season this year.
So, about a month ago, this nigga Andrew Luck got a calf injury. And that calf injury turned into like an ankle injury, like a high ankle sprain or some shit like that. And then, so about 2 weeks in the beginning of the month, he did an interview with this nigga Peter King. And he was like, yeah, you know, I can't wait to start week one.
Right.
Whatever. So that was a couple weeks ago. He talking about starting. Opening day. Right? So you as a Colt fan, you just we Super Bowl contenders.
You ready?
We Super Bowl contenders.
You ready?
We are in safe spots to Patriots when Andrew Luck. Right? He ain't never beat the Patriots with Andrew Luck, but still. God damn, we
good right now. Yeah.
I thought they could beat the Chiefs. Cause I don't fuck with the Chiefs. They gonna take a step back in my opinion. But we'll get there. So in your mind as a Colts fan, you like, yeah, this you're not even thinking about that. We just week one about to start, yeah. The season starts in a couple weeks. So we had the preseason game. It's the third preseason game. This thing, Andrew Luck on the sidelines. They got Jackson. We on the sidelines, cheering his team on, moving everything all good. You know what I mean?
Right.
All of a sudden, you in the stands. You just a fucking Colts fan in the stands. Diehard Colts fan. Andrew Luck, your nigga. You get a message on your phone. You get an alert. Andrew Luck retired. Andrew Luck right there.
Right.
Just how you feel right now, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm screaming, is this real? Like, is this shit real? Like, somebody got to answer a question. Because if Andrew Luck's standing right in front of me, and I'm getting the fucking ping in my phone saying that this nigga just retired, something ain't fucking right, bro.
He was going to announce it the next day that Sunday for the league.
That's fucked up. The niggas were snapping on something.
So the Colts fans, they started finding out one by one. They started taking AJ. Like, what the fuck, man? OJ Simpson, this nigga drafted that nigga in fantasy football.
Facts.
Like an hour before.
Sick.
Couldn't find out. Oh, like, you're sick.
Sick as hell.
So Colts fans are just like, yo, like, nigga.
Now motherfucking what, bro?
Nigga.
How the fuck they gonna get somebody at this point? At this point, and it's just, right. Yo, that's who the fuck thing. Can they pick up right now?
That's the thing.
Who was their backup?
Kobe Brissett.
He okay. But he ain't no Andrew fucking Luck.
He used to play the Patriots. He used to be Brady back then. So then, you know, but still.
He got to prove himself.
When Andrew Luck missed the whole.
What if he's pulling Nick Foles?
Andrew Luck missed 2017, the whole season, to come to the Sets 30. And it was 5-11.
Oh, never mind. What if he pulling Nick Foles?
He got it. Remember, I told you, the Colts got a good team. And maybe got a new, it's a different coaching style. That,
okay.
These niggas got their shit together.
We'll see.
Andrew Luck, all you gotta do is just
take a couple.
Nigga, sit out the week six if you need to. Nigga.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
But so it was so what was the cause? What?
He said he was tired of the rotation and cycle of rehab, injury. He said the only way out that he saw in his mind was to step away. As soon as we're getting too much for him.
Yo, I heard one of his fans go so hard on this nigga. But I don't even know if it was a fan. It might have been a commentary.
Right.
But it was wow. Like, bro, you crying about having a fucking rehab?
That's the most millennial shit.
Like, what?
I mean, that's the thing.
See,
you got $24 million already. You got millions already. Why keep putting your shit to risk? The biggest thing is you got a family, so you got millions. Yeah, just let me list some of his injuries. The nigga had the shoulder separation shit. Now the nigga got the cap, all that shit. The nigga had kidneys. He had like ruptured kidneys or some shit. Then he had like another surgery. Like the nigga been through some shit. He got a rap sheet. So it's not like it's normal.
Can we also identify that as a quarterback, when a person is playing defense against you, their job is to take you the fuck out. So he's getting hit. Please and believe that.
He's the most sacked quarterback coming into that.
He's getting hit.
Both offensive line was horrible. Both had a horrible last. He was getting fucked up. He's getting UFC fucking stuck out.
This nigga did WWE slam this shit. Like, what the fuck wrong with this nigga, bro? Like,
I mean,
son, no. He needs to leave. I commend that man. I really do. I commend him.
Bodies on the line.
He, bro, son, he saw that. That's if that's the out, bro, let it be your out. You know what you have to do now? Try to find another source of satisfaction. Because football, when football's all you can do, or what you're audit, you're known for. Look at that.
That gotta be the
fucking.
Yo, we gotta make this the comeback.
Hell yeah, son. Yo, that is fucking hard.
I'll play the night again.
Yo, that is so funny. Yo, but this man, he has to understand that his body, he knows his body better than anybody. He knows when this fucking shit about to go out. He like, yo, these niggas out here trying to take me way the fuck out. Like, they try to put me underneath the goddamn hospital. Like, they not sparing me. This ain't no red shirt. Don't touch the quarterback in practice shit. This niggas is trying to really end my career. So before they do that, I'll step away from the game.
Why not just...
I got money.
Yeah.
But here's the flip side. You have these people that feel so entitled to his life and to what he does and who he is. So they feel like they can tell that man what to do and how to move and how to live. No, man, that nigga
is... My thing is, I don't think they want for Bowen. I don't think the fans are want for Bowen.
That's an emotion.
So, like, once the news started breaking out, they got security.
That's an emotion. But...
I mean, if you're a fan in the stadium and you're just like, yo, the season's, I think they more mad like, yo, the season starts next week, man.
Our season's over.
If you look at the other,
just crying.
If you look at the other historic players who retired early, like Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, Jim Brown, all these niggas retired in like July. So, so you got a chance.
Are we going to compare? Are we going to compare Andrew Luck to a fucking Barry Sanders or Jim Brown?
I think he was on that historical path. I think he was on a path of, you know, Hall of Fame.
Okay, okay.
Hall of Famer.
Okay, okay.
But I would say the only way I'm going to compare it is he was playing at a high level and retired at the age of 29.
So we can't.
All those other guys retired at 29 as well. And then another person, Grant.
But, I mean, Barry Sanders broke the records. He was breaking records.
Right.
These niggas was breaking records before.
His luck was fired too.
What he can get forgotten about.
He
can get forgotten about, bro. He didn't win a championship with the niggas or nothing.
He's not going into the Hall of Fame. He's not.
He can get forgotten about, bro. His legacy will be tarnished. I mean,
he got his money. He just no.
But if you're cool with that,
wait. Now that's the thing. It's, a lot of people are going to look at it as that nigga's a bust, because if you go back to his draft class, it was
already
RG3. It was the RG3 Andrew Luck.
He's going to be the hold up.
So now, RG3.
He already showed he's a fucking... But he's a bust, too.
He is a bust. They both bust. And the winner...
And Mr. Winston.
And the winner out that...
You're going to play hard this year. You're going to be a bust.
The winner out that draft class was Russell Wilson.
Facts.
Who has a Super Bowl. Been in two Super Bowls.
Playing his ass off.
The highest paid quarterback in NFL right now.
Doing it... Bruh, and which could be debatable as bullshit, which I'm telling you, for me, regardless of whatever, but anybody says, I would give Tom Brady the most, and I'm not even a fucking Patriots fan. Anybody knows me knows that I'm not a fucking Patriots fan. But I still feel like with Tom Brady's resume and with what he can bring to a fucking team, he should still be paid the most, regardless if he's in his prime or not. He still deserves to, at least for a year, be paid maximum salary. He has never, throughout all of his career, had been paid maximum salary, bro. That's bullshit. He got six rings.
You remember when Kobe was getting ready to dip out and they gave that nigga that 2-year $50 million contract?
That little farewell shit?
And it fucked him up for at least 4 years after. Like, yo, as much as Brady...
What more do you want from Brady, though? He deserves to get paid a max here this year. What more do you want from this nigga? No, really, bro, listen, for real. Like, what more do you want from fucking Brady? Like, he's broken records before injury and after injury. What more do you want from this nigga, bro?
You can't be the ones and be crying like, yo, this nigga don't got no defense. This nigga don't got no receivers.
Man, fuck it. Oh, well. Y'all take a year to recuperate.
No.
Get that nigga the max and let him – give him that real farewell tour.
If we get seven this year – next year could be the farewell tour. Salute, my nigga.
Yo, my nigga is dying. Yo,
I'm with that plan right now.
Oh my god, that sounds like a plan. Oh, that is so funny.
But we gotta win seven.
This year. Oh my god,
we could have.
Y'all could have had him, but things happen. But what more do you want from one player? This is one player in the NFL that has the only player. This is the only player in the NFL. We're not talking about. There's 7, 8, maybe 10 players because the NFL is big, bro. This is the only player in the NFL to have 6 rings as a active football player, bro.
Yeah, 42 years old.
Come on, man. What more do you want, bro? Been at how many fucking AFC championships?
Like 13.
Come on, man. What more do you want? These are numbers that you can't get from the average fucking any quarterback in any generation, bro.
Yeah,
Fuck it, bro. Listen, get that man a quick 60 mil and sit his ass down after that year. Let him go, bro. Let him ride. Yo, let him have a little farewell.
We win 7, and then the next year could be his farewell. And
yeah, get that nigga some
cry the whole year.
He deserves a bag, bro. If this nigga Russell can get that and he has none of the accolades that fucking Tom Brady has.
And keep in mind, Tom Brady beat Russell Wilson.
Come on, man. This is not – something is not right. Tom Brady has defied the odds of every quarterback in any league. So what are you talking about, bro?
You got to think it's a formula that we've been working for 10 years. You can't fuck up the formula, bro.
I give it 1 year.
After we win 7. We get more than Pittsburgh. Everything is
– bro, yeah, yo, I see what you want. I see what you want. You want to have the one over Pittsburgh. I understand. Now I'm understanding why the selfishness of not giving this nigga back right now. Get that nigga a reason. Give him a reason to go get that back, bro. I feel you. I understand now. I get it.
And then we officially the greatest
franchise.
Suck my dick, everybody else.
Get that nigga his rifle fell wear to her.
It's a thing though. I'm already prepared for 2 years of weak ass Tom Brady, and like everybody else got the fall off and trash. And, like, why can't Tom Brady be basic?
And here's the thing: they got paid the years that they were trash. He got paid the year he was trash. Bro, the niggas was getting even farther away on fucking Broncos, bro.
That's the thing, though.
Uh-oh, hold up. Sis calling. Nah, you go ahead, bro.
That's the thing, though. You look at all these other quarterbacks like Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers. They like, oh, we ain't got no defense. We don't got this, we don't got that. Because you niggas took the most money ever. Drew Brees. Because you took the most money ever, nigga. Like, bro. Like, you setting yourself up for failure. So, like, Tom Brady got a nice point with him with Bill Belichick. Tom Brady getting that baby. His wife is a million. Is a
multi- yeah, here's the thing. He might not need it, but
it's good. You gotta find a way to, like, show your gratitude.
Yeah, bro. Come on, man.
I'm so
without him in the franchise, bro, y'all wouldn't be the Patriots.
Because, you know, at this point, the last 2 years, I'm just at a point where I'm just soaking it
up. You went all, though, because it was like he didn't have the right teams to get him 2 championships, bro.
Because, you know, it's almost over. And Come on. Like, damn. And I'm just so grateful that this nigga, we going out for another year and Bill Belichick.
What if he'll make it next year?
If we don't?
What if he, no, what if he doesn't make it till next year? What if he gets injured within this year and he doesn't just return and he just retires now? That's not fair, bro.
Now, look.
He's going out with the weak salary.
No, if I'm not, so that's the thing I wanted to ask our Patriots for. If we're at the last preseason game, right? We hear a text on the phone. Tom Brady retires. You not gonna boo?
No. You gonna be like, listen, you gonna cry. You gonna cry a little bit, but then you gonna think about it like, yo, this nigga gave me like
so much
football greatness. So much football greatness. And if he give us something like, yo, you know what? These injuries is killing me, bro. Like I'm 42 now. My body really ain't killing. I know I'm not going to be able to do well this season. And I don't want to disappoint y'all. I don't want to get your hopes up and disappoint y'all.
But Andrew Luck didn't get to do that till after. So as that shit broke
but that, but see, somebody leaked it. And that's some bullshit.
That was. Because they knew about it.
That's where.
And then they chose to do it while he was on the field.
But I don't think that will happen over in motherfucking... In Pittsburgh, me and the Patriots.
If I found out Tom Brady retired while I was at the therapy,
you gonna cry,
nigga? The season start. Why couldn't you?
No, because maybe he didn't. Maybe no. Gonna you're not. You gonna think about like, yo, what was it? It must have been a real reason as to why. But it must have been a real reason as to why he couldn't do it, bro.
I wish I had real tears.
Real tears.
I'm not ready, bro. Like, yo.
But that's my point. What if that happens and then y'all don't give him the appropriate felt wear tour?
He doesn't get
the bag.
I need to be ready. He needs to go.
But what if it happens even in the first week? What if it happens first week and he gets smacked?
Yeah, I'm at least ready for it. At least it's out of our control. The season starting next week. You know what? In that situation, I don't blame Colts fans for feeling like, what the fuck, real quick.
I don't blame them for that.
And then after the fact, Andrew Luck got to explain himself.
Yeah, he got to explain himself.
Maybe
okay.
Hopefully that they get
they can understand
to get that nigga proper. You know, maybe hopefully he holds to like another press conference or a rally or I don't know
something.
I think if he went downtown right now and do a meet and greet, that close friends would
probably kill that nigga.
Pour their hearts out to that nigga.
No, they'd kill that nigga, bro. Somebody gonna be mad. You got diehard Colts fans.
Like, nigga, we got a fire-ass team. What is he doing?
It's not a lot of niggas. All
right, so let's get into some quick hits about some other things real quick. I got a ball out 10 more minutes. DeMarcus Cousins.
DeMarcus Cousins, man. What is he doing?
You got the audio? Did you hear the audio?
I heard a little bit of it, but I had to get ready and stuff like that. Oh, my God.
What's the story on that?
This is when he played for the Warriors. See, they got audio of DeMarcus Cousins threatening to kill his ex, a shooter, and something. Because
he just got married.
Oh, man, I don't understand why these dudes get caught up in these phone taps. Because that's exactly what it'd be a phone tap.
That's how Tyreek Hill got caught fucked up.
Bruh, like, y'all have to understand, y'all are always on watch. They're always, it's cameras, mics, all of that shit, y'all always are. So, if y'all going to say some shit that's going to incriminate y'all, it needs to be on some old, on y'all terms, in y'all environment where you can control the narrative. It doesn't beat me. You can't just do shit like this, bro. I don't care what nobody tells you. This shit cannot happen. Because now this shit can cost you your livelihood, my guy. It can cost you everything. The audio, I don't know about how much
she
it
was
is.
On some crazy shit. Let that nigga get married.
I don't know.
Let that
nigga
get fucking married, bro. Like, get out of here. I'm sure he gave her money.
Man, but still, man, this nigga's in the NBA, man. Bitch, you should have just played your position. You could have ate.
That nigga never.
Bitch is always trying to be number one.
The thing is, he never signed that real contract. He never got to that big payday contract. And now
he never going to get it. That I wish we had that song though. You're never gonna get it. No, you're never gonna like get it. And it's sad because he could have had a really promising career, but he stays injured. Like that injury prone shit doesn't help. This shit, on top of that, doesn't help.
All right, so now, so Lakers signed Dwight Howard. How you feel about that?
In that acquirement of Dwight Howard, I'm rolling. If Dwight Howard,
you don't think Jabari will give him a benefit?
No. This is why. Reason being because he plays. He's not a nobody. He's not a threat. JaVale's not a threat. He can slip through. When you're a Dwight Howard, you're going to become a threat because people know how powerful you are. They know how aggressive you are. They know how much you can attack the rim. And be a dominant force on the offense and defensive side. Fuck the free throws. You don't need him to shoot the free throws. The Lakers ain't been too much of a free throw shooting team any damn way. He's going to be motivated to play hard. That's the thing. You got AD Bond. You got fucking LeBron. You got Kuzma.
You got Avery Bradley.
You got fucking Rondo. You got vets. You got real niggas that's going to teach you the game and let you do.
They got shooters.
Bro, listen. What's that nigga name? Bro, I keep fronting on this nigga, bro.
Portland about to go get Kevin Love. You see that?
I'm shaking on Kevin Love. You want to know why? He has to prove himself. He hasn't played basketball in how long, bro? Like 2 years?
I think this is the perfect chance for him to dig himself up out there. And yeah, remember my name? And importantly, he's going to compete in the playoffs again. And you're not carrying any kind of load. You can just kind of go in there and do your thing and kind of fit in. And I think a trade to Portland would be great for both teams, for both parties.
Facts. You know what I think, though? You know what I really believe? Kevin Love, he really should find a team that's not really up and down as much. Because didn't he have a heart situation or something like that? Something was going wrong with him. But he shouldn't get a team at so fast pace. He should work a team like the Grizzlies.
You just want to guy. You might just
no, retire. He needs no.
Yo.
The Grizzlies are all right, okay. Bro. Yo, so go get with the Kings.
No, all right, yo, this is what I want to talk about. You saw USA, Team USA?
Yeah.
Getting scraped?
Bruh, listen, they young. Only the biggest vet on the team is fucking maybe Harrison Barnes.
Why are our stars with them?
Because they're more individual, you can tell. It's a lot of individual ball where you have to understand when these other teams, these other countries are playing, the stars that they have in the league, when they come back home, they're still implemented into a system. This is not something that they're not used to.
Because overseas, them niggas be playing together all year.
Yeah, they play with each other all year, so they're still running these same plays, so they know. Yeah, they know what's up. All these niggas are just jumping into the format, learning to play a couple bit, and just playing their fucking role and doing their thing. Like, nah. It's still the same thing. But over here, bro, they won't do that. They got these young niggas that they're trying to develop a newer crowd of but they've been spanking niggas too. So I mean they're gonna take their losses.
I like to see when the real tournament starts, I like to see at least a couple of our
real tournament. The league starts soon, bro.
Yeah, but it's like the FIBA World Cup.
They need to hurry this shit up. The leagues start next month, bro. August is done. We pretty much in September. Next month, bro.
It's time.
Come on, man. They got to speed this up. People got to get with their teams and start doing their thing, man. I take Kuzma away from the situation, man. Get my man back, bro.
But the good thing is he's still
Kuzma work. The bitch working.
That's a good thing for them young niggas.
Say like this, Kuzma got the best shooting average on the Olympic team right now. killing these niggas. Three-point average, killing these niggas.
Yeah, football season coming back, basketball season coming back. We definitely going to be getting y'all right for that. I'm going to be doing a little Patriot podcast on that good stuff. You got anything else for the wrap up?
You got something to do. We got a couple things, but we can kill that. We'll save it for next time. But y'all know where to find us. We on Spotify. We on Google Podcasts. We on Apple Podcasts. We on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the Slim the Q Podcast. And wherever you find your podcast, people, we up out of here.
Is it?